Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be listening to some songs that were written by Stephen Sondheim in a show we're calling Sondheim Women. These are recordings by ladies that don't come from original cast recordings. So you hear some very familiar singers, but not singing anything from roles they've done.
It's kind of amazing that with the over, I think, 200 songs that Sondheim has written, only one ever made it into the top 10. But these days, show tunes don't make the hit parade the way they used to in the 50s and 60s. And we're going to start with the one recording that was in the top 10 of a song that actually was a hit for two different people. The other one was Frank Sinatra, but the one we're using is by Judy Collins. From A Little Night Music, here is Send In the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I'd start to love fuss. My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Maybe next year.
From a 2-CD set called West End Girls, you heard Judy Collins sing Send in the Clowns from Sondheim's A Little Night Music.
We're going to go to the oldest song on the program, although not the oldest recording, because this was a song that Sondheim wrote when he was in his early teens. I think it was 14 or 15. I don't quite remember. He loved Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, so did so many of us at the time. And he wrote a song for Fran Allison to sing to Kukla and Ollie. And he sent it to Bert Hillstrom, and he never got it. An assistant got the music and looked at it and threw it away. Go about 40 years later, they were doing a special show in Los Angeles, and Bert Hillstrom was one of the guests. And Sondheim said, "You know, I always felt kind of odd that I sent you that song. I'm really sorry about it." And Bert said, "What are you talking about?" And Sondheim told him, he said, "I never saw the song." Sondheim showed him the song. Tillstrom loved it. And on stage there, with Kukla on his hand, he sang this song. Here, we're going to be listening to Krista Moore sing it from a CD entitled Unsung Sondheim. The song, The Two of You. And remember, this is Fran Allison singing to Kukla and Ollie.
This oath, I won't play any favorites. I won't love either of you, save it's each or both. Every day I think anew of you, how I love the two of you, and I fondly hope the two of you do too. Take the two of you to tea. Come spend the day. Oh, what lovely sights we'll see. But nothing sweeter than the view of you. So stay the two of you. In lieu of you, I prefer the two of you, and I'd like to take the two of you to tea.
That was Krista Moore from a CD entitled Unsung Sondheim with a song he wrote for Fran Allison entitled The Two of You.
P.S. Classics has issued 2 CDs of Sondheim singing his own music, and I prefer the ladies we are hearing today.
Well, he admits he's not a singer, but boy, does he write good music.
Well, he's going to be present in the next selection playing the piano. It's a selection by Maria Friedman, who did The Lady in White on Broadway, and I believe that's the only time she has sung on Broadway, although she's enormously popular in the London theater scene. And from her album called Now and Then, we're going to be hearing a song from the second act of Sunday in the Park with George. The song is called Children and Art, and you'll be hearing Stephen Sondheim at the piano.
Isn't she beautiful? There she is, there she is, there she is, there she is. Mama is everywhere. He must have loved her so much. This is our family, this is the lot. After I go, this is all that you've got, honey. Wasn't she beautiful, though? Such a drama. A little less thinking, a little more feeling. I'm just quoting Mama. The child is so sweet, and the girls are so rapturous. Isn't it lovely how artists can capture us? You would have liked her. Honey, I'm wrong. You would have loved her. Mama enjoyed things. Mama was smart. See how she shimmers. I mean from the heart. I know, honey, you don't agree. But this is our family tree. Just wait till we're there and you'll see. Listen to me. listen to Mama. Children and not, children and not.
From Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George, you heard Maria Friedman sing Children and Art. Now, she did do this show in London, but there was no original cast recording, and I believe this is the only song from that score that she has recorded.
It was a very lackluster and forgettable production at the National Theater. They let us down on Sunday in the Park, but they've done so much better on so many others.
Right now, they have a well-received production of Follies.
And there's talk about wanting to move it, but it's such a huge show, they just don't know if they're going to be able to. Well, from Sunday in the Park with George, let's go to a short piece from Passion. And this comes from Barbara Cook and her CD entitled Barbara Cook Sings Mostly Sondheim. This is Loving You.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live and I would die for you.
That was Barbara Cook with Loving You from Sondheim's Passion.
Barbara Streisand has recorded many songs by Sondheim, but most of them have been subjected to what I like to call the Streisand treatment. One she did not spoil by giving it the Streisand treatment was Everybody Says Don't from Anyone Can Whistle.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, it isn't right, don't, it isn't nice. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't walk on the grass, don't disturb the peace, don't skate on the ice. Well, I say do, I say walk on the grass, it was meant to feel. I say sail, tilt at the windmill, and if you fail, you fail. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't get out of line. When they say that, then, lady, that's a sign. Nine times out of ten, lady, you are doing just fine. Make just a ripple. Come on, be brave. This time a ripple. Next time a wave. Sometimes you have to start small, climbing the tiniest wall. Maybe you're going to fall,
mustn't rock the boat, mustn't touch a thing. Everybody says don't, everybody says wait, everybody says can't fight City Hall, can't upset the cart, can't laugh at the king. Well, I say try, I say laugh at the kings or they'll make you cry. Lose your poise, fall if you have to, but lady, make a noise. Yes, everybody says don't, everybody says can't, everybody says wait around for miracles. That's the way the world is made.
From a CD called Barbara, Back to Broadway, Barbara Streisand sang Everybody Says Don't from Anyone Can Whistle.
In her long and very fabled career, Cleo Lane probably sang everybody's music. She was a huge hit in the cabaret circuit and did several musicals as well. We got to see her as Princess Puffer on stage at one point. We have Cleo sing Sondheim up next. And she's singing a song from Company. This is The Ladies Who Lunch.
Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000, a matinee, a pinta play, perhaps a piece of Marla's. I'll drink to that. And one for Marla. Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of life just to keep. Ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them. And here's to the girls who just aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove. Another brilliant singer. Another reason not to move. Another vodka stinger. Drink to that. So here's to the girls on the go. Everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch. The dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody.
Cleo Lane from her CD Cleo Sings Sondheim with the Ladies Who Lunch From Company.
Bernadette Peters sings Sondheim often. She was in the original Broadway cast of Into the Woods and Sunday in the Park with George and a revival of Follies. But we've selected a song found on a collection called Broadway in Love, and it comes from the Sondheim musical Merrily We Roll Along. Here's Bernadette Peters to sing Not a Day Goes By. Bernadette Peters sang Not a Day Goes By from Merrily We Roll Along.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Sondheim Women on the Dress Circle. We'll turn next to a film song that Sondheim wrote that is often overlooked, but it's one of our favorite Sondheim pieces. This comes from The 7% Solution about Sherlock Holmes. And it's a wonderful song, here sung by Millicent Martin from The Collectors, Sondheim. This was a live concert that she performed this at. The song is entitled I Never Do Anything Twice, and it's also known as the Madam's Song.
When I was young and simple, I don't recall the date. I met a handsome captain of the guard. He visited my chambers one evening very late, in tandem with a husky Saint Bernard. At first I was astonished, and tears came to my eyes. But later, when I asked him to resume, he said to my surprise, "My dear, it isn't wise. Where love is concerned, one must freshen the bloom." Once, yes, once for a lark, twice, though, loses the spark. One must never deny it, but after you try it, you vary the diet. Said my handsome young guard, "Yes, I know that it's hard. Still, no matter how nice, I never do anything twice." I think about the baron who came at my command and proffered me a riding crop and chains. The evening that we shared was meticulously planned. He took the most extraordinary pains. He trembled with excitement, his cheeks were quite aglow, and afterwards he cried to me, "Encore!" He pleaded with me so to have another go. I murmured caressingly, "Whatever for?" Once, yes, once is a lark, twice, though, loses the spark. Once, yes, once is delicious, but twice would be vicious, or just repetitious. Someone's bound to be scarred. Yes, I know that it's hard. Still, no matter the price, I never do anything twice. The abbot who worshipped at my feet and dressed me in a wimple and in veils. He made a proposition which I found rather sweet and handed me a hammer and some nails. In time we lay contented and he began again by fingering the beads around our waists. I whispered to him then, "We'll have to say amen, for I had developed more Catholic tastes." Once,
once for a lark. Twice, though, loses the spark. As I said to the abbot, I'll get in the habit, but not in the habit. You've my highest regard, and I know that it's hard. Still, no matter the vice, I never do anything twice. Once, yes, once can be nice. Love requires some spice. If you've something in view, something to do, totally new, I'll be there in a trice. But I never do anything twice. Except, no, I never do anything twice.
From the film The 7% Solution, that was The Madam's Song, also known as I Never Do Anything Twice, this time performed by Millicent Martin.
Sondheim won an Oscar in 1991 for a song he wrote for Madonna to sing in a film called Dick Tracy. We have Sooner or Later sung this time by Jane Krakowski, and you may have seen her recently on the telecast of a musical called A Christmas Story. She played the teacher. This time she's singing a song from a CD called Sondheim at the Movies.
Sooner or later you're gonna be mine. Sooner or later you're gonna be fine. Baby, it's time that you faced it. I always get my man. Sooner or later you're gonna decide. Sooner or later there's nowhere to hide. Baby, it's time, so why waste it and chatter? Let's settle the matter. Baby, you're mine on a platter. I always get my man. But if you insist, babe, the challenge delights me. The more you resist, babe, the more.
Jane Krakowski sang Sooner or Later, a song written for Madonna for the film Dick Tracy.
One of the things that those of us who are totally crazy about musicals love is when a CD comes out with unknown music, music that was cut from shows, music that never made it recorded before. And one of those songs comes from a CD called the Stephen Sondheim Album. Here we have Michelle Pawk singing a song that was cut from Follies. The title of the number is It Wasn't Meant to Happen. Michelle Pawk with a song cut from Follies called It Wasn't Meant to Happen.
We're going now to a CD called Christiane Knoll, A Broadway Love Story, and she includes in her menu of songs one from Company. It's called Marry Me a Little. Here is Christiane Knoll.
keep a tender distance, so we'll both be free. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready, marry me a little, do it with a will, make a few demands I'm able to fulfill. Want me more than others, not exclusively, that's the way it ought to be.
Christiane Knoll sang Marry Me a Little, one of the many wonderful songs from Company.
We'll stay with Company for our next song, performed by someone whom we lost far too early, the fabulous Lori Beachman. Her CD is entitled Time Between the Time, and this song from Company is Another 100 People.
People just got off of the train and came up to the ground, while another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers, some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers, some come to stare, some to stay. And every day the ones who stay find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the plastered walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties with the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up or can I meet you there or shall we let it go? Did you get my message? 'Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? If I call you in the morning on my service, we'll explain.
Mm-hmm.
each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the plastered walls with a crude remorse. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up or do I meet you there? Shall we let it go? Did you get my message? 'Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? If I call you in the morning on my service, will it explain? And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train.
An interesting choice for a song to add to a CD, Another 100 People, because it's not one of the big, I don't want to say hit songs, because Company Being Alive, I guess, was the big hit song. But it's a tertiary song, a song sung by a smaller character. But it's great because it gives you more depth to what Sondheim wrote.
Well, we had fistfights over what we were going to include in this program, and we ended up with a list that would fill 3 hours, not just one. And so if you like this program, let us know, and we'll have Sondheim Women Part 2, and maybe even Sondheim Women Part 3. We did find a very appropriate song to close, and it's a song that Sondheim wrote for a film called Reds, a Warren Beatty film, which did not end up with the Sondheim score.
No, and this movie just went on for, I think, several days and went nowhere. It is one of the slowest, most tedious films I think I ever watched.
But the song is appropriate for the last one. It's called Goodbye for Now, and it's sung for us by Liz Calloway. From that CD called Unsung Sondheim, you heard Liz Calloway sing Goodbye for Now.
And if we do this again, we will have to include a song that was the impetus for this, and it's a very strange version of not the McGuire sisters, but sounding exactly like the McGuire sisters doing Getting Married Today. Well, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Hoping you enjoyed today and that you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood on The Dress Circle.